So we've got to get on with the coveted awards, but to tell you how it's really going to work, I hear that I have got help from what we're calling the voice of God tonight or something.
Yes. Okay, guys, this is how it works for each category. Oh, hi. Not very mysterious. I'm just here. For each category, we will announce the nominees and then invite the winner on stage to collect their award and say a few words. That's a few words, winners. Okay, come on. Winners will then be taken away for photographs and Instagram work while we listen to some of their best bits.
Hey, how come you get to hide behind there?
Well, I'm not really hiding. Like, I'm just standing here like a
just
penis.
Just feels much more relaxed.
Yeah.
Okay, so our first award for Best Audiobook Readings Producer, sponsored by Heavy Entertainment Studios. To present the award is a man perhaps best known as the voice of the monsters on Doctor Who, providing voices for Daleks, Cybermen, Ice Warriors, and many other evil aliens. He's also an accomplished writer, director, composer, producer, and actor. Please give an RPA welcome to Nicholas Briggs. No, is it working? Is that where he should go?
One.
Hello.
One. Hello.
It's coming.
It is audio awards, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, mate. Sorry.
Good evening. Good evening.
Do you want to come here?
Come here.
Okay. It's on.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does this go up?
Yes, right. There we are.
We'll just edit that bit out, and it'll look fine. The nominations for Best Audiobook Readings Producer are Roy McMillan, Penguin Random House Audio, Daryl Chapman, RNIB. There they are. There's a troublemaker on that table, I've spotted him. Hannah Marshall, Loftus Media. Very popular in the room. Hello, Hannah. Holly Newson, Listening Books. Peter Curran, The Foghorn Company. The fun starts here. And the award goes to... Thought there might be a sandwich on the cymbals for this. She's good. I'm rather pleased about this. Roy McMillan, Penguin Random House Audio.
Come on up, Roy. Do your thing. So the judges said that Roy produces more than 400 of audio every year and has created a culture of creative production through imaginative direction and performance. Is this true, Roy?
No, it's all bollocks.
What's the secret to success and are you happy? Would you like to thank anyone?
Yes, I would very much like to thank several people. Thank you very, very much. First of all, I want to thank... I don't much like awards ceremonies for the creative industries. They seem inimical to the things they're celebrating. Although I'm getting very fond of this one, all of a sudden. But I do love shortlists. And I think to be even associated with the people in this room is a matter of huge honour and humility. I'm deeply, deeply touched. Thank you very much. I want to thank Rahina Bajwa and Danny Horn and Nathan Hull, who gave my job in the first place and made Penguin invest in audiobooks. Which is a big, big thing, so thank you to them. I want to thank Videl, Barkar, Caroline Raphael, who are continuing that fine work at Penguin Random House. As a colleague, I want to thank Samantha Halstead, who is critical, imaginative, insightful, and inspirational. I want to say thank you to my wife as well, Rachel, without whom most things are just vanity and with whom everything has meaning. And I want to say seriously that being here is a big deal. Thank you very, very much indeed.
Big up, Roy. Just go this way to get your picture taken. Ah. So let's have a little extract of Roy's work. This is from his portfolio. David O'Doherty introducing This Book is Dangerous.
Important instructions for listening to this audiobook. Instruction 1. Make sure you are listening to it in a safe place. Examples of a safe place to listen to this audiobook. 1. in bed, having checked underneath the bed for a sleeping tiger. Note, if you have a pet cat, make sure it isn't a tiger. We'll deal with how to check if your pet cat is a tiger later on. 2. Leaning against a tree. Note, make sure it is a tree and not a huge Venus flytrap.
On to our next award of this evening. To present this, it is the Best Comedy Entertainment Producer Award specifically, sponsored by Susie Wooten Voices, representing some of the industry's finest voices, as I'm sure you know. I'd like to introduce my Radio 1 colleague. We love her. She does the mid-morning show. Clara Ampa in the house.
I'm so happy I didn't fall over. I usually wear trainers with my big girl shoes.
I like the tassels.
Thanks. Jeez.
Makes me want to dance. Thanks. That'll happen later.
Right. Oh, goodness me. So happy I'm wearing the right bra. Anyway, so the nominations for Best Comedy Entertainment Producer are Alexandra Smith, BBC Radio Comedy. David Tyler, Positive Television. Ed Morrish, BBC Radio Comedy. Gus Beattie, The Comedy Unit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I enjoyed Lovely that. Gus. I just responded to that.
And excitement. Last but not least, Tony McShane from Bauer Media. Oh, Tony's popular. But is he the winner? And the winner is David Tyler, Positive Television.
Lunge there, David. Ah. So the judges said that David displayed a classy set of production skills, which alongside his passion for comedy made him a standout winner. Thank you and congratulations. And I enjoyed the lunge to the stage.
Oh, yes, sorry. That photographer didn't stand a chance, frankly. Thank you. I mean, the shortlist is just a brilliant shortlist. And in this world of diversity, I feel a little bit odd because... on the shortlist was a Scot, a Geordie, a woman.
Oh my God, a woman!
A woman. And Ed Morrish. valuable minorities all, and they've given it to an old Yiddisher bloke in his 50s. But thank you very much. I'm very honoured. Thank you.
Thank you. Here's a bit of that winning entry from Jeremy Hardy Speaks to the Nation, with Jeremy musing on his own experience as an immigrant.
I moved to London from Surrey in 1982. Journey of only 40 miles, but I was forced to leave Surrey because I was at risk of suicide. And as so many migrants do, I now resent new migrants moving to what I now consider my patch. Other middle-class media people making the same journey and diluting the authentic Afro-Caribbean character of the Brixton area. I look around me thinking, this area has seen some changes. You could be in downtown Guildford.
Okay, another round of applause for that. To present the award for Best Drama Producer, sponsored by Ecovis Wingrave Yates, please welcome to the stage someone for over 20 years has been a writer, interviewer, reviewer and broadcaster. She currently writes for The Observer, is The Culture Show's music correspondent and has produced series for BBC Music and Radio 4, as you do. She does everything. Please welcome to the stage Miranda Sawyer. A woman.
High, innit? I've got my heels on as well. Hello, everyone. Looking lovely. Hello up there. Okay, here we go. The nominations for Best Drama Producer are Jay Sykes from the University of Sunderland. Go, Jay. Joby Waldman from Something Else. Joby. Cherry Cookson from Wireless Theatre. Woohoo, Cherry. Celia DeWolf, Peer Productions. Yay. And Andrew Mark Sewell from B7 Productions. Yeah. And the award goes to... Dun, dun, dun. J. Joe B. Waldman for Something Else.
As a relative newcomer to radio drama, it's a real honour to receive this, especially against the great shortlist. I really want to thank Something Else, actually, for supporting me as a drama producer and in general for choosing the most creative route, even if it's not the cheapest. So, thank you.
Lovely, Joby. I just suddenly recalled a meeting years ago with Joby about documentaries, and he was like, actually, I'm just trying this drama thing. I don't really know where it's come from. And now look, this is amazing. Dreams can come true. The judges says that the winning entry was bursting with energy and imagination, and Joby has an obvious delight in the power of spoken word, sound and music. Here's a clip from The Quarryman's Daughter.
It was his stone, still for centuries, that was now decisively moved. It gathered speed, and its terrible weight finally came down upon Celestine's home. The hut disintegrated.
I chased the stone down the incline, then stood and stared at the debris. It was dreadful. Through that whole evening, I watched helicopters arriving. There were medical teams. People came with lifting equipment. They managed to lift the boulder from the wreckage, only to set it rolling again, and off it went, unstoppable, until it plunged into the sea.
Joby there. On to the next award. To present this, it is the Best Live Producer Engineer Award, sponsored by Wired Broadcast. Please welcome to the stage the presenter of global radio show, The Selector, that has excess of 4 million listeners across 44 countries. She's been described as the most influential woman in pop and is a DJ and TV presenter. My old friend, Sam Hall, a.k.a. Goldie Rocks. I did this because I knew the locks were coming.
Good dress. Good dress.
Thanks.
So, hello everyone. Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I was jousting on a high beam at Burning Man.
Of course you were. Yeah. I knew it was going to be that good. That's why I thought.
So, the nominations for Best Live Music Producer Engineer are, drum roll please, Andy Walters from the BBC, Chris Elkham from Something Else, Iwana Babu from Absolute Radio. And the award goes to... Dun, dun, dun. The Best Live Music Producer Engineer is Andy Walters from the BBC.
Where's he at? He's coming from upstairs, so he might take a while. I'll let you know, though, what the judges said about him in the meantime. They said that what was entered was beautifully produced. You can hear the sound of every single cymbal. We'll put that to a test in a second after he's had a little moment. Andy, is this him? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky like that we're not on the telly and someone's in my ear being like, do something.
Wow, this is amazing. I don't know what to say, because I didn't know I was going to be nominated. I'd like to thank Mark Newman, who was trying to cajole me into getting this award, and everybody at BBC WM, my wife, Corinne, who's here tonight somewhere. Thank you very much. I just don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
Congratulations. Here's Andy's recording of a carol service from a church with a very challenging acoustic.
Remember all the love that's told me.
still to come here at the Radio Production Awards. Best Music Entertainment Producer. Best... Sorry. I've got a hair in my... I think it... I think it's cat. Thank you, sir. Back to you, Gemma.
Okay. Our next award, awkward.
Hecklers, come on.
For Best Music Entertainment Producer is sponsored by Roberts Radio. For over 25 years, this next presenter has been a firm favourite for early risers listening to BBC Radio 2. Please welcome to the stage a legend that is probably very tired, Alex Lester. Your pain. I get it.
That's right. You know what it's like. You know what it's like. I like the legend bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll go with legend. Yeah. I have to look, my failing eyesight as well, probably. It'll happen to you eventually if you don't all do any spectacles. I put it down to the early mornings. The nominations for Best Music Entertainment Producer are Simon Ward, Aura Elabora. I speak French fluently. Guy Bellamy, 107 Meridian FM. There they are. They're so young. Kelly Redmond, who freelances for the BBC. Natalie Steed of Whistledown Productions. I'm glad everybody came this evening. Phil Noyce of Global and Classic FM. I should have done that in a more hushed voice. This is Classic FM. And the award goes to... This reminds me of my television career. 2 episodes of Call My Bluff. You joke, but it's true.
You still remember
them? Yeah, I do. Exactly. The first one was on and they axed the show. Bob Holness said I could come again and look what happened to him. Poor soul.
I don't even know what Call My Bluff is.
Best music entertainment producer is someone who actually has had the misfortune to work with me and has survived. Would you please welcome Kelly Redmond? Do realise.
The judges said that Kelly's very versatile and enthusiastic and has an ability to bring out the very best in talent. How
She's
do
fantastic.
You manage this, Kelly?
Take it's amazing, mic. Actually, because now we're outside the BBC, I'm actually allowed to kiss her on the cheek. If I'm in the BBC, I have to keep everybody at arm's length just in case, because you know what we're like.
I genuinely don't know what to say. I was very lucky to win this last year, and I really thought my prize was buying a new frock and getting some ice cream for when I got indoors. I really didn't think I'd win. But I just want to, I've got nothing planned. I want to thank my wonderful editors at Radio 2 and 6 Music, with special mentions to Philippa Aylott, Fergus Dudley, Mike Hansen, and Sam Moy, who've trusted me with like some of the nation's biggest shows. I want to thank my new indie home, Wise Buddha, the wonderful, wonderful Simon Willis, and the beautiful, wonderful, kind Paul Thomas, and my my beautiful husband, John Wilson. Oh. So thank you.
Thank you. Here's a bit of that winning entry from the virtual vinyl jukebox.
Now playing.
Yes, listeners, vinyl is the format that refuses to die. So tonight, we're asking for your help to create a special virtual vinyl jukebox. Dig out your most beloved 33 or 45, snap a selfie with it, and send it to us with the name of the track you want us to play from it and why. Your photo will go onto our listeners' jukebox artwork, which we're going to post online at the end of the show. And we'll sort of virtually play your track.
The next award is for Best Nations and Regions Producer, sponsored by Quatrain, a training company specialising in media skills and creative leadership. With over 30 years as a journalist, including BBC London and Up All Night on 5 Live, please welcome to the stage, Dotun Adebayo.
really, I'm honoured to be in the presence of such esteemed company. I saw some of the names out there, and as a presenter, you know, to be in the same venue as the likes of Sue McGregor, Rich Lashar, Martha Carney, I could go on and on, Matthew Bannister. It's a real honour. It's a real honour. But this is about producers, and there are some great producers here in the house as well. And I could start with David Press, of course I could. I could mention Jez Nelson, Sue Clark, and many others that I've worked with. But I do come from regions and nations. You know, I am a local radio boy, and I always have had one foot in that since I started at the BBC in 1972, believe it or not, on a programme called Network Africa with the legend that is Hilton Fyle, amongst others. I'm younger than I look, by the way. So... somebody who knows me well. So it really is a privilege as well to hand out this award. The nominations for Best Nations and Regions Producers are Kaz Graham of BBC Radio 4. David Uroff Williams of Acme TV. Gus Beattie of the Comedy Unit. Paul Evans of Harvard Productions. And Will Wilkin of the BBC. And the award goes to Paul Evans of Harvard Productions.
It's incredibly amazing to me that I should get an award after I thought I was being put out to grass 4 years ago. But there's a huge life outside the BBC, especially in the colonies. Plenty of people to thank you. And thank you very much.
The judges said that this was radio that stopped you in your tracks. Powerful, intelligent and beautifully crafted stories. As part of his series Doves and Hawks, Paul explored the pressures on pacifists in the First World War. Let's hear a clip.
Supposing a Zeppelin came over Carmarthen and dropped a bomb onto a school where there were children, and by shooting a gun you could bring down the Zeppelin, what would you do?
They did, I understand, receive several white feathers. They were shunned, and another woman came to the door and spat at her.
You would let those children be wounded and die and do nothing?
If I believed that the best way of serving my country was killing my fellow man. But as I don't believe that, there is no power on this earth that can force me to do that.
Supposing you were Sir German killing your sister, what would you do?
People who'd lost children to the war, to the trenches or to the pits, were very angry that these young men had come back alive.
Before we continue, I'd like to take a moment to say thank you to all of tonight's judges. Over 50 people from across the industry gave us their time and expertise to judge over the last few months. Please give a big thank you to all of the RPA judges. A big round of applause. Plus, there is a full list. There's a big length of commendations for every winner that will be available on the Radio Production Awards website. So go and check that out later on this week. Follow the Twitter, follow the hashtag, and all the information will be released. Nominees and winners also receive a certificate to recognise their achievement, and you can collect these at the end of the night from the registration desk. But it's all about the award, really. You want that on your mantelpiece. Anyway, on with the awards. To present the award for Best Newcomer, it's a real honour to welcome to the stage John McCarthy. John, if you didn't already know, has been a writer and presenter on TV and radio for over 20 years. His deep understanding of the human experience comes in his 5 years as a hostage in Lebanon, and he is currently one of Radio 4's presenters on the independently produced faith and ethics programme, Something Understood. John McCarthy, legend.
Legend. Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much, Gemma. It's great to be a legend. Now, the nominations for Best Newcomer are Alison Pritchard from Kieran Productions, Anishka Sharma, Whistledown Production. Hannah Loy, BBC. Michael Umney, Resonance FM. And Geraint Ellis from Absolute Radio. And the award goes to Anishka Sharma for Whistledown Production.
Judges said that they were moved and uplifted by Anishka's work. Wow. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a newcomer. High five.
I honestly cannot begin to say how grateful I am to Whistledown Productions. They have been the kindest, best team I've ever worked with. And I'm so grateful to Kevin, David, and especially Katrina and Catherine. You have been so good to me, and I'm so, so grateful. Thank you.
Congratulations. In her winning entry, My Black History for One Extra, Anishka explored the identity and heritage for some Black Britons. Let's hear a clip.
Where are you from? Sounds like a simple enough question, right?
I'm from London, and my family is from St. Lucia.
I'm British, I am Jamaican. I am African.
I'm African, I'm Kenyan, and I'm British.
It's Black History Month, and three British teenagers will be untangling roots that stretch across the globe as they try to understand how and why they ended up here.
You know why people have dispersed to these other countries?
The promise of a better life.
Education, jobs, family life, you know, just to better their family.
Round of applause, Anishka. Young blood in radio, it excites me. Okay, moving on to present the award for Best News and Current Affairs Documentary Feature Maker, sponsored by IPDTL. I would like to welcome to the stage a presenter who's hosted Woman's Hour for 15 years and the Today programme for 18. She now works with Whistledown Productions on Radio 4's The Reunion. It's, of course, the legendary Sue McGregor.
Hello everyone. It's lovely to see people like Gemma. Also, Alex Lester, who used to cheer me up when I drove in to do the Today programme at sort of 3:30 in the morning. And John McCarthy. Well, anyway, it's lovely. However, the nominations for Best News and Current Affairs Documentary / Feature Maker are Leo Hornack from BBC Radio. Marie Helly from BBC Radio. Simon Cox from BBC Radio. And Deborah Dudgeon from Whistledown Productions. And the award goes to, and I genuinely don't know, but, oh! Double D, Deborah Dudgeon from Whistledown Productions.
Get it! Party time. Do you want to know what the judges said about you? This is good, this is pretty good. They said that your entry showed solid journalism combined with strong production and fantastic storytelling.
Great.
She's a ledge. She's got there. She did it. And happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Definitely worth coming.
I was told to pick people up when they were here. It's really exciting. Like, you are this, or all things wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. And you're nothing without a fantastic presenter. And people like Sue McGregor, Martha Carney, Victoria Derbyshire. I'm very lucky to work with some fantastic presenters. Whistledown, brilliant. David and Kevin, fantastic execs. And I, too, would really like to thank Katrina, who is everyone's confidant.
Yep.
And keeps everything going. Everyone has a crisis, and Katrina's the one who always keeps it together. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Someone buy a bottle of champagne on that table. It's birthday, it's all going on. In the Larium Legacy, Deborah investigated why the Ministry of Defence continues to give soldiers a drug that causes psychosis. Let's hear a clip.
Because Larium can cause dizziness, loss of balance, and mental problems. Which is presumably why the British military do not prescribe Larium to their divers and their air crew. But why are soldiers still given it? Because they operate machines, they operate weapons.
Well, I consider an SA-80 rifle to be a complex piece of machinery which is lethal.
Dr. Ashley Croft has asked the same question.
And those cautions ought to apply to soldiers carrying rifles, just as they do to aircrew and divers.
He's an expert in tropical medicine. He's got 27 years of army experience behind him.
To present the award for Best Sound Designers sponsored by Pure, I would like to welcome to the stage a man who for many years championed consumer rights on Radio 4's You and Yours. He also enjoyed a music career being sampled by 90s chill-out band The Orb and hanging out with the Monkees. He is currently one of the presenters on Radio 4's Pick of the Week. Please welcome John Waite.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted for the last award winner, Deborah Dudgeon, because you mentioned the Monkees. That was a programme I did with Deborah.
Okay.
And she has powers of persuasion that are irresistible.
Always a plus.
If I can just say the story quickly, years ago when I was a young man in the late 60s, I was picked up as a hitchhiker by Davy Jones of the Monkees, and we decided we would revisit Davy 45 years on, or whatever it was. The one thing Davy didn't want to do was talk about the Monkees, and this was going to be a problem in a half-hour documentary on Radio 4 about the Monkees. And he very grudgingly gave us 2 hours of his time, and we might talk a little bit about the Monkees. But so persuasive was Deborah, so charming, as those of you who know her will know she is, that in the end, I think we spent 3 days, and even then he wouldn't let us go. So,
amazing.
A richly deserved award to Deborah Dudgeon. Now let's find out who richly deserves to be nominated, to be awarded the Best Sound Designer. The nominations are Dave Dodd of Whistledown Productions. Whistledown, I've heard of them, haven't I? Yes, I've heard of them. David Thomas, Sonic Boom Audio. Steve Bond, Goldhawk Productions. Wilfredo Acosta, B7 Productions. And Steve Urquhart, Spark Lab Falling Tree. And the award goes to Steve Urquhart of Spark Lab Falling Tree. Has a tree fallen on him? Where is he?
He's coming.
Right.
Huge congratulations to Steve. The judges said that your work was accomplished, innovative, fresh, and consistently engaging. Consistently? How? Come and tell me, quick. I'm hoping all this rubs off on me.
Very well done indeed, Steve. There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is lovely. I really wasn't expecting this because I know others have said this, but the list of the others for Best Sound Designer were, you know, these are people who've done like sound for TV and films and amazing radio dramas, and I'm just somebody who makes documentaries and I used to make trails and stuff like that, but that's kind of how I learned my trade, I suppose. So yeah, I've been tinkering about with documentaries for the last 3 or 4 years and just sort of taking some risks, so... thank you. Thank you to Spark Lab and to Falling Tree and also to some international broadcasters, ABC and also KCRW in Los Angeles that I make stuff for as well. Quite often bizarre stuff, and for some reason they let me do it and just sort of mess around. So, yeah, thank you very much.
I think everyone... Oh, cheers. Thank you. Have a good one. Lovely. You're lovely. Everyone in this room knows that there's no such thing as just sort of making documentaries. It is like harder than most of the other things that he reeled off. A good radio documentary is incredible. So let's hear a clip of Steve's sound design for Graffiti Kings on a Mission.
I just write my name, I've been doing it since I'm 11 years old.
It started someone just writing their name. Someone saw that and added on to it.
Graffiti for life.
This was my way of making a statement to the world. Grab a can and put your man
up and stand up. It's art.
It's vandalism.
Artistic vandalism has a nice ring to it.
Letters going in front of letters,
coming back through a letter,
behind a letter,
across a letter.
It's a means of expression.
Graffiti writers write so that they will achieve fame.
The subways became our playground.
Thank you. Okay, we're halfway through the awards. Keep lubricating. Huge congratulations to our winners so far. Still to come, we've got production and presenter hero, the big ones of the night, producer of the year, the Gold Award, and Indie of the Year as well. First, a bit of a treat from the guy that was there. Where is he at? We lost him. Oh, you're going to come on? Yeah, come on. Come up, Jake. Come on. Mr. Jake Yap, everybody. Our voice of the gods.
Good evening. Hello. How are you? All right? All right, good. Yes, anything, clap anything now. Why not? I thought I'd try and do all of BBC Network Radio in sort of 5 minutes. So this is probably going to be a career killer, so pray for me. Thanks very much. Radio 1. Aye, good morning, Grimmy here. Oh, God, you know, I was doing last night. No, of course you didn't, because it was so much more interesting than anything what you did. I went to a football match in a nightclub, in a swimming pool, and Alexa Chung were there, and I was like, I spilled my drink, and Alexa Chung were like, did you? And I was like, yeah, I did. It was so funny. Scott. Mills. Here to play innuendo bingo. It's the MC Hell Shit. Let's play the clip. It's from Tim Wannacott off of Bargain Hunt. Tim Wannacott. I've got a lovely big cock. Oh, no. Everyone in the studio is so wet. Oh, no, I can't believe I said that. Why didn't I get the breakfast show? Radio, one, repetitive, jingles. Hi there, guys. I'm Greg James. I am water. I am air. I am vanilla. I am crisp bread. I am sawdust. I am plaster. I am chicken nuggets. I am wallpaper paste. I am just right for a managerial role in another 5 years. I'll leave you with that scary shit in the evening that makes you feel like you're being stabbed by a man in a clown mask. Radio 1. Radio 1. Extra. What up? This is the MC noun consonant with the DJ adjective vowel. If you've ever wondered who all them peoples was, what is in club nights, what you see advertised on neon yellow A3 posters tied to lampposts near roundabouts, we're playing them all right here. Rag and Bone Man, Gully Bop, Fetty Wap, these are all real, I am not joking. Today on the Asian Network, we're talking about racism in the media. And we're asking, can it ever be acceptable, for example, for a white person to attempt to parody the Asian Network? Let's talk to Mo in Leicester. Hello, Mo. Is it acceptable? No. Thanks for your call. Chris Evans. Hello, squeaky and excitable, playing 25 jingles at once. It's Friday Eve, and I've lost my Ritalin. Hello, everyone in Britain. Phone me up. Here's Ken. Pop Master. Hello, jovial small talk. First question, how does Waterloo go? Waterloo. That's correct. You've won a plastic cup full of lukewarm water with Pop Master written on the side in marker pen because we can't do prizes anymore on the radio. Thanks, you pricks. Hello, Lynn. Hello, Ken. Right, that's the badinage over. Let's find out what Jeremy's up to. Today, I am mostly tweeting pictures of my bike rides into work and banging on about Strictly. Steve Wright, hello, and welcome to the big show. Everybody, play the applause. The big show. Play the fucking applause. The really big Show, funny name that, The Big Show. Almost as if I was compensating for something. There's a little known factoid for you. Hello and welcome to Breakfast on BBC Radio 3 with me, Clement C. Hyphen Hyphen. Few people know what the 3 in Radio 3 stands for. It's what we peak on the PPM scale. Shut up. It's better. Our composer of the week is Pyotr Lodochnik, known to his non-Russian admirers as Pete Waterman. His later work, a series of cantatas for steps, not the Russian steps, was much reviled at the time of writing, and it only got worse as time went on. Later on today on Radio 3, we'll be looking at Aboriginal musics, Cool Runnings 2, the Mahabharata, Justin Bieber, naiads, triads, and other metaphysical sprites in literature, and the smell of your mum. Because we're so bloody eclectic, it hurts. Hello, and welcome to Radio 4 Extra, Radio 4's branch line, which you'll be listening to if you're a pensioner, and your son-in-law tuned your radio in thinking you'd like it, and you don't know how to tune away again. BBC Radio 5 Live, news, sport. But tell us what you think, because, God, it's a cheap way to fill up the day. Six music, check out my red trousers. They're wicked. Sean Keaveney. Oh, God. I'm so tired. I'd barely be bothered to put on the next track. Mercurial. Obfuscated. The whole programme based on word of the day emails. Led Zeppelin, here's Lauren. All right, pet, let's have a cup of tea, pet. Mumsy chit-chat, that's right, phoning it in. All right, I'm Steve Lamack. I'm cooler than you. I love the Manics. Best band ever. You'll never understand me, mummy. I'm painting my bedroom black. You can't stop me. Now on BBC Radio 4 Saturday Live. Hello, I'm the Reverend Richard Coles. Welcome to my program. You know, one of my parishioners came up to me yesterday and said, Rev Rich, you're so cool. To which I replied, am I? I'm only a messenger of God and I was in the communards. And I present the most excellent show there is on Radio 5. I suppose I am incredibly cool. Here on the show, there are lots of people who aren't as cool as me, but I don't mind talking to them because I'm also incredibly nice. JP, has anyone bothered to phone us up? And for some reason, can you come and explain their phone call to us before we get to talk to them? That's right, Richard. Now we're going to talk to Claire Heald, who says she once lied about being vegetarian to get out of going to a wedding. Hi, Claire. So is that right? You lied about being vegetarian to get out of going to a wedding? Yes, I once lied about being vegetarian to get out of going to a wedding. You couldn't make it up. Oh, that was a jolly good phone call, JP. Really well done. Time for some tepid chit-chat with someone who makes sculptures out of spoons and an 80s pop star. Ooh, like me. But not as incredibly cool because they're not a vicar. And now we'll play that closing music that that producer who's going through a breakup chose. Hello, Paul Lewis here, because nothing says weekend radio jollity more than sorting out your pension. And golly gosh, my Saturdays are the most fun, because I get to wear my squarey blazer on breakfast TV and then do money box while everyone dispiritedly reaches for the dial and tries to convince themselves they're the sort of person who could listen to Graham Norton. Until finally we get to some sort of heritage comedy or the news quiz. Welcome to Topical Bait and Switch. One thing's a really stupid, useless thing, and the other thing is the thing that wasn't Jeremy Corbyn. Aha! What's the story, Palomar? Welcome to Any Questions, with me, the Dimbleby no one gets right. Today we're in Nottingham, in the Corn Exchange. It's a rather revolting concept. Where we're having a bit of a ding-dong and a curry afterwards. A reminder that you can call Any Answers with the also awfully alliterative Anita Arnand. Perhaps that's how she got the job. Welcome to Any Questions with me. And let's talk to Brian in Wiltshire. Good afternoon.
Oh, yes, good afternoon. Well, the thing is, look, let me put it this way. Right? When you think about, right?
All right, start again. They don't know... Gosh, Brian, I'm so very sorry to have to cut you off, and I think you're a really wonderful person for calling, and we all absolutely loved everything you had to say. It was really fascinating. But it's about 5:30 now, and I really do need you to get to the point, and if that's okay, please and sorry and thank you. I love you. I'm really sorry.
Time now for a radio adaptation of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because we're so bloody edgy, actually. Ahead of the shipping forecast issued at middle-class bedtime hours, GMT. Fisher, Dogger, Jim Jams, good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra, falling sleepy, soporific, good. German bite, warm milk, childhood throwback, eyelids falling steadily, one and two. In my 40s, poor. Mummy, daddy, night-night, darling. Good. That's my career finished. Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you to the incredibly talented Jake Yap. I wasn't in there, was I? I don't think I was. Phew. Phew. I think I could be impersonated quite badly. Anyway.